purpose of my life is to feed and uplift sentient beings from the oceans of samsara sufferings and bring them in full enlightenment. Therefore, I must achieve enlightenment. Therefore, I need to exercise this path of enlightenment. Therefore, I need to purify the development, the obstacle of the development and the traumas. If I'm now in the hell realm, in the hot hell realm or the cold hell realm, even 1 second of death by suffering for humans is most unbearable, besides no option to practice Dharma. And I have created a cause to be there, to be one there, those lower realms, that even one committed one from the 10 non-virtuous action, even one, the which produces for suffering result. So one of them is creating results from the cause, so that which causes again for suffering results, so that endless. It makes the suffering samsara endless. Even just from one committed, even one negative karma from the 10 non-virtuous action, even one. Besides that, the Brock Patemos vow and Bhantota Bhisa vow, then, and Brock Tantra vows, those then created the Nid Karma, which is the heaviest obstacle, with the relationship with the virtuous friend, created from beginningless rebirth. That not purified, not finished experiencing it. There's an image of a number of them collected from beginning of the rebirth. and that not only definite to happen, but it can happen in any day, even today, and in the moment that it can happen. So I can be born those suffering realms, such as the hell realms. I can be there in any moment, in any moment, in a second. So therefore, without delay, even a second, I must purify all those new karma collected from beginning to the birth of the departments. Right away, without delay, in a second. Just like a person gone inside the have eaten a poison that was caused the death. So without delay, in a second, must get it out. So similar. Therefore, I'm going to the prostration by reciting, doing the practice of confession, the confessing downfalls. For the happiness, the numberless hell beings, and the numberless hungry ghosts, numberless animals, numberless human beings, Sura beings, Asura beings, and Mystery beings.
Read in English. Do you want me to read in English? Okay. And then the names of the Buddhas? And then the names of the Buddhas?
This is.
7,000. 7,000. 7,000.
So the first one,
so relics, descended here. So they also prostrating. If this text to praise Buddha, praise Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, that is, and this usually comes in sort of text, but if there is, then it's not the praise to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So, there are two relics, four relics of Buddha, two relics given by Sunas Dalama for Mitya Project. And then there's two other relics from Burma, from Buddha's blood relics, and then relics from Buddha's hands. So,
Namo Bhagavane Ranangana Razaya Nandangandaya Arane Samasam Buddhaya Tayana Om Rana Rana Maharana Rana Vizaya Soha Namo Bhagavane Ranangana Razaya Nandangandaya Arane Samasam Buddhaya Tayana Om Rana Rana Maharana Rana Vizaya Soha Om Namo Bhagavane Ranangana Razaya Nandangandaya Samasam Buddhaya Tayana Om Rana Rana Maharana Rana Vizaya Soha Om Namo Bhagavane Ranangana Razaya Nandangandaya Ane Samasam Buddhaya Nayana Om Rana Rana Maharana Rana Vizaya Soha Om Namo Bhagavane Ranangana Razaya Nandangandaya Ane Samasam Buddhaya Tayana Om Rana Rana Maharana Rana Vizaya Soha Om Namo Bhagavane Ranangana Razaya Nandangandaya Ahane Samasam Buddhaya Tayana Om Rana Rana Maharana Rana Vizaya Soha Om Namo Bhagavane Ranangana Razaya Nandangandaya Ahane Samasam Buddhaya Tayana Om Rana Rana Maharana Rana Vizaya Soha
On the moment to share.
O namo manju shriye, namo so shriye, namo nama shriye soha. O namo manju shriye, namo so shriye, Namo nama shriye soha O namo manja shriye Namo so shriye Namo nama shriye soha
I, his name is, at all times, take refuge in the Guru, take refuge in the Buddha, take refuge in the Dharma, take refuge in the Sangha. I, throughout all times, take refuge in the Guru, take refuge in the Buddha, take refuge in the Dharma, take refuge in the Sangha. I, throughout all times, take refuge in the Guru, take refuge in the Buddha, take refuge in the Dharma, I take refuge in the Sangha. To the founder, Bhagavan, Tathagata Arham, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror, Shakyamuni Buddha, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, thoroughly destroying with Vajra essence, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, radiant jewel, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, King, Lord of the Nagas, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, army of heroes, I prostrate.
To the targeted lighted hero, I prostrate. To the targeted jewel fire, I prostrate. To the targeted jewel moonlight, I prostrate. To the targeted meaningful to see, I prostrate. To the targeted jewel moon, I prostrate. To the targeted stainless one, I prostrate. To the targeted bestow with courage, I prostrate. To the targeted pure one, I prostrate. To the targeted bestow with purity, I prostrate. To the targeted water god, I prostrate. To the targeted deity of the water god, I prostrate. To the targeted glorious goodness, I prostrate. To the targeted glorious sandalwood, I prostrate. To the targeted infinite splendor, I prostrate. To the targeted glorious light, I prostrate. To the targeted sorrowless glory, I prostrate. To the targeted sun of non-craving, I prostrate. To the targeted glorious flower, I prostrate. Targeted pure light rays, clearly knowing by play, I prostrate. To the targeted lotus light rays, clearly knowing by play, I prostrate. To the targeted glorious wealth, I prostrate. To the targeted glorious mindfulness, I prostrate. To the targeted glorious name, widely renowned, I prostrate. To the targeted king, holding the victory banner of foremost power, I prostrate. To the targeted glorious one, totally subduing, I prostrate. To the targeted utterly victorious in battle, I prostrate. To the targeted glorious transcendence through subduing, I prostrate. To the targeted glorious manifestations illuminating all, I prostrate. To the targeted all subduing dual lotus, I prostrate. To the targeted Arhant, perfectly completed Buddha, king of the Lord of Mountains, firmly seated on jewel and lotus, I prostrate. To the targeted Arhant, perfectly completed Buddha, king of the Lord of Mountains, firmly seated on jewel and lotus, I prostrate. To the targeted Arhant, perfectly completed Buddha, king of the Lord of Mountains, firmly seated on jewel and lotus, I prostrate. To Bhagawan's targeted Arhant, perfectly completed Buddha, renowned, glorious king of excellent signs, I prostrate. To Bhagawan's targeted Arhant, perfectly completed Buddha, king of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon and lotus, I prostrate. To Bhagawan's targeted Arhant, perfectly completed Buddha, stainless excellent gold, illuminating jewel, accomplishes all conduct, I prostrate. To Bhagawan's targeted Arhant, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious supreme one, free from sorrow, I prostrate. To Bhagawan's targeted Arhant, perfectly completed Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate. To Bhagawan's targeted Arhant, perfectly completed Buddha, clearly knowing by the play of supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate. To Bhagawan's targeted Arhant, perfectly completed Buddha, medicine guru, king of lapis lazuli light, I prostrate. Through skillful compassion born in the Shakya clan, unconquered one, subduer of Mara's horde, your body shining like a pile of gold, king of the Shakyas, homage to your feet. You who first produced the thought of Bodhi, then completed both accumulations, merit and wisdom, with vast deeds becoming beings protector in this age, our praise. Knowing when taming the gods it was time to tame, you came descending from heaven as an elephant, saw your caste and entered into the womb of Queen Maya, homage to this deed. When 10 months completed, you were born Shakya Prince in fortunate Lumbini Grove. Supreme marks honored by Brahman Chakra confirmed your Bodhi lineage, homage to this deed. As a powerful youth lying among men, you showed your skill in anger and Magadha, put an end to men of pride and had none to match you, homage to this deed. By skill it means to conform to the conduct of the world, and for avoidance of blameworthiness, you ruled a court, possessed a female retinue, homage to this deed. Seeing samsaric doings had no essence, you left your home and going in the air, did the true act of going forth before the quite pure sanctuary, homage to this deed. Thinking to realize enlightenment through effort, for 6 years you practiced austerities on Narayana's bank and perfecting energy won highest jhana, homage to this deed. To make worthwhile your efforts without beginning, sitting beneath the Bodhi tree in Magadha, in unshakable posture you fully awakened to perfect Bodhi, homage to this deed. Swiftly observing beings with compassion in Varanasi and other holy places, you turned the wheel of Dharma, setting disciples on the three vehicles, homage to this deed. To put an end to evil opponents in land of Komojik, you subdued Maras, Devadatta, six Tirthaka teachers and others, sage victorious, homage to this deed. With qualities unmatched in the three worlds, at Shravasti you showed a mighty miracle, spreading the doctrine with worship by all beings, divine and human, homage to this deed.
Yeah.
To exhort the lazy and the Dharma at the pure sight Krishna Gauri, you destroyed your deathless Vajra-like body, entering Nirvana, homage to this deed. Through seeing there is no destruction in reality, so future sentient beings could heap up merits, you manifested many relics there, remains in 8 portions, homage to this deed. Through the virtue of praising briefly thus the man of deeds of the Lord, the master of doctrine, may the conduct of all migrating beings be similar to the deeds of Sugata. As is your body to Targeta, as are your entourage and length of life, Buddha realm and excellent supreme mark, so may mine and others become too. Through these praises and requests to you and the lands where I and others dwell, quelling sickness, poverty, and conflict, please let Dharma and good fortune flourish. By the teachers coming to the world, by his doctrine's brilliance like sunlight, and by brotherly concord of the doctrine's holders, long may the doctrine abide, let all be auspicious. All you 35 Buddhas and others and many Tathagatas, Arhants, perfectly completed Buddhas, is the I existing, sustaining, and residing in all the worlds of the 10 directions. All you Buddha Bhagavans, please pay attention to me. In this life, in all states of rebirth, in which I have circled in samsara throughout beginningless lives, whatever negative actions I've created, made others create, rejoice in the creation of. Whatever possessions of stupas, possessions of sangha, possessions of sangha, the 10 directions I have appropriated, made others appropriate, rejoice in the appropriation of. Whichever among the 5 actions of media retribution I've done, caused to be done, rejoice in doing of. Whichever paths of 10 non-virtuous actions I've engaged in, cause others to engage and rejoice in engaging in. Whatever I've created, being obscured by these karmas, causes me and sentient beings to be born in the hell realms, in the animal realm, in the predator realm, in irreligious countries as barbarians or as long-life gods, with imperfect faculties holding wrong views and not being pleased with Buddha's descent. In the presence of the Buddha Bhagavans, with transcendental wisdom, who are eyes or witnesses, who are valid and who see with omniscient consciousness, I'm admitting and confessing all these negativities. I will not conceal them nor hide them. And from now on in the future, I'll abstain and refrain from committing them again. All Buddha Bhagavans, please pay attention to me. In this life and in all other states of the rebirth in which I've circled in samsara throughout beginningless lives, whatever roots of virtue I've created by generosity, even as little as giving just one mouthful of food to a being born in the animal realm, whatever roots of virtue I've created by guiding morality, whatever roots of virtue I've created by following pure conduct, whatever roots of virtue I've created by fully ripening sentient beings, whatever roots of virtue I've created by generating bodhicitta, and whatever roots of virtue I've created by my unsurpassed transcendental wisdom, all these assembled and gathered, combined together, I fully dedicate to the unsurpassed, the unexcelled, that higher than the higher, that superior to superior. Thus I completely dedicate to the highest, perfectly complete enlightenment. Just as the previous Buddha Bhagavans are fully dedicated, just as the future Buddha Bhagavans will fully dedicate, and just as the presently abiding Buddha Bhagavans fully dedicating, like that I too dedicate fully. I confess all negativities individually, I rejoice in all merits. I urge and implore Buddhas to grant my requests, may I receive the highest, most sublime transcendental wisdom. To the conquerors, best of humans, those who are living in the present time, those who lived in the past, and those who likewise come, to all those who have qualities as vast as an infinite ocean, with hands folded, I approach for refuge.
So we have done general confession before.
We do.
Okay, I'm just going to read straight out without stopping. From the lips, but the doing confession. So the, who is me? O great Guru, Vajradhara, all other Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who abide in contentions in all the venerable Sangha, please pay attention. I who am named since about circular and sacred existence, since beginning of time into the present, overpowered by mental afflictions such as attachment, aversion, and illness, by means of body, speech, and mind, have created the 10 virtuous actions. So you just think empty, empty, this is empty, this is empty, you know. Regret, and then this empty, this is empty, like that. It's good for achieving karma. So I have engaged in the 5 unentered karmas and the 5 needing unentered karmas. I have transgressed the vows of individual liberation. The Bodhisattva vows and transgressed the smile of Sikh mantra. I have been disrespectful to my parents, and have been disrespectful to my Vajra masters and my abbot, and have been disrespectful to my companions. Sharing, should we have a. Oh. there's a spiritual friends, but here's spiritual friends, two things. In Tibetan, talk, sangbat sangbat jabananda, talk. It's a, there's supporters, you know, supporters, friend, talk, sangbat sangbat jabananda. I went through this before, no?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sangba is the perfect, and the so Buddhahood. Sangba, chungbak chukunda, conducting, living the conduct is the behavior, chungbak is be harmonized to the perfectness Buddhahood. So we should understand two things. One is those who live in Patimasa vows. Could be laid in the Sangha. The other one is the Vajra, you know, Vajra, what's the name?
Kindred.
Vajra Kindred, yeah. So, received tantric teachings from the same guru, the initiations from Jisra. So should understand it too, I think, because here he's confessing, his general confession, so it includes, you know, the intended root vow that Lamanyam takes a Kunda Kunju. So third one is criticizing the Vajra Kandit, see. So you have to remember the relation between this one and that. So, sharing, I'm not sure what the word. sharing lunch, lunch, breakfast. I have committed some harmful to the three jewels, avoid the holy Dharma, criticize the Arya Sangha, harm the sentient beings, so on, because then many others non-virtuous individuals have caused others to have rejoiced in others' dreams, and so forth. In the presence of the great Guru Vajradhara, all the Buddhists, Bodhisattvas who abide in temptation, the Venerable Sangha, I admit this entire collection of holes and temptations that are obstacle to my own higher birth and liberation, and our cause of cyclic existence, miserable Lord. But I will not consult them, and I will accept them as needed. I promise to refrain from doing these actions again in the future. By conveying and knowledge to me, I will then abide. So in the heart, I promise to refrain from doing these actions again in the future. So in the heart, I won't think, even though you recite in prayer, but in the heart, think that I will abstain from those ones which I can from now on. And that's extremely difficult ones, and even for one day or a few hours, a few minutes, even for a few seconds. And that, does not become ten lie. So the end of the Vajrasattva, end of the Vajrasattva, so same, whenever we make the from the four power, to make the confession perfect, you know, so the one power to not commit again. By confessing and acknowledging them, I will attend, abide in happiness, and while by not confessing and acknowledging them, true happiness will come. So again, at the end of the period of practice, so, in emptiness, there is no I, the creator, there is no action creating, there is no creation, the nikama. to your in the view of your mind, and it should be the it should be like nihilism. that it's not nihilism, but it should be like nihilism. Rather thinking it exists. Okay. When you only actually concentrate on emptiness, if you total, say total non-existence, it's total non the total emptiness, empty of the true existent creator and action, creating and creation to the karma, but collapses of that, emptiness of that, but in the view, your understanding there should be in your view should be like same as nihilism, nothing at all. Should be that shouldn't have any thought, shouldn't have any thought of you know, there shouldn't be a discrimination, a thought that you know that exists. There shouldn't be any thought that at this point when you mentioned this. otherwise then doesn't become mental emptiness. It's conventional mind gun for the the appearance of conventional truth, you see. There's no then there would be the appearance of emptiness. So like fair nihilism in the understanding, say what you realize is that the empty of truth, but in the actual meditation in this say like nihilism, like should be like nihilism. During that point, because if you try to think, it exists, then for us, there's no other way to appear except true existence. Is the point is here? Until we become Buddha, until we purify the subtle negative imprint left by the concept of true existence, any phenomenon appears, it has to appear. Truly didn't. Because the projection, hallucination, but from the negative imprint, you see, we have no other way to appear except true existence. We have no other way phenomena to appear except true existence. So therefore, if you try to hold on to that, then you see the appearance of true existence. So then it doesn't become mentation, the object is repeated, appearance object of repeated. So you're not seeing end of that. So you see, here's the point. So now here, while everything is empty, everything empty. All the phenomena are empty. Not empty, not space, but like space. Maybe, but it is in the teachings like space. But maybe even not familiar. Better not use this example like space, because by saying the word like space, we may say what we meant on might become such space. So I think we're not familiar. Even though in the teaching mentioned for us, or the beings maybe can't, when we say like space, they become, the meditation become like space. Meditation is space, while I'm watching at the space. So however, so look at everything empty. All the phenomena are empty. Then it doesn't have to say at any level. Then mind. Then while one practices mindfulness in this, then mind, see, did all that, then you just label this and this and this and that. As you know, how things exist in reality. Empty at the same time existing, merely labeled by mind, so here. So looking empty. not much mind left, you see. Did all the seat I made this correctly, correct by others. Met I, achieve touchable possessing enlightenment, and lead others in dealings. To that, achieve that Buddhist enlightenment, and lead all the sentiments to the that Buddhist enlightenment by myself alone. So while everything's empty, then your mind level this. So yeah, don't, isn't it a mere level? Since you're maintaining in the nature of that. Then just give an example of the Chitta Buddha and then how to also do this for that. Changjo Sundar Rinpoche Ma Jeva Nandi Jeje Jeva Nipan Nabe Kwan Nae Phong Toh Nae Wa Nae Jo.
Precise in accordance with the needs of those to be trained. Edam Guru Radam. In volume one, turn to the very beginning, the morning prayers, page 6. Chapter on page 26.
When do you stop it? 11 o'clock or 11:30? When do you stop?
How many people took precepts?
No. They did.
I think maybe 11:15 at the latest, I'm sure. Maybe 11:15 at the latest.
Yeah. Normally we start at 11 o'clock.
If it's everyone, 11 o'clock. Huh? If it's everybody, 11 o'clock. If it's not everybody, 11:30.
What?
11 o'clock.
I didn't hear. Oh.
11 o'clock.
Okay. Okay. So. The Sanskrit is samara samara. How's it in there?
Sambara.
No, no. The next one. How's it in there? Mara mara or? Is it samara or mara mara?
Samara.
Oh, okay, that's correct. Samara samara bimana. Bimana. Then sakara or kara? How do you say? Samara samara bimana. Then after what?
Bimana sakara.
Sakara. Samara samara bimana sakara. Mahadzawa. Mahadzawa. So by reciting this 7 times. Or your words is done, I think this is 1,000 times. It is said from the Yongsong Kolodo Sutra of the complete dedicated, and the Sutra of the Chakra will of complete dedication. Omrazi Ramana Bhavada Yahun, the Parasang the 7 times, the Blown of the Mala. Then you. Huh?
Page 5.
What do you. Secret mantra, all the secret mantra taught by Buddha, Tathagata, it becomes having recited 10 million, having recited 10 million, but not just 10 million, 10 million like that. English, I think billion, that's a number billion, I think. 1 billion, I think. Maybe you can get English. Again, I mentioned here, so to get the English. So it doesn't have to get into. So 10 million is 1 tripum. So 10 tripum is a great tripum, and 10 great tripum is 1 taktrik. So what? How many? 1 billion. So good. It's good to get the English for that number. So like that tactic, then 100 times. Like that 100,000 times. So the mantra, so whatever it is, becomes the manifestation. Or that mala, that blessed mala, whatever. That they in your recite, so it's mantra becomes that number. So it is said in the Noji Vishamika Sutra, the slash mention of fully developed jewel. It says there? Does it mention the Namda Sutra?
No.
The Namda Sutra is very important. It's very important to mention the which sutra. That's very important because there's a faith. It generates faith, confidence.
Well, it's in a footnote, actually.
It's
in a footnote.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's very important. We should mention that. And so, so it helps people who, skeptical mind or who don't develop their faith. So, certainly for those people, then having quoted the sutra, then it helps. So some people, that would help their faith. It says seven times. Some text says in the here it says 3 times. Speed and the feet, however, and the shoes. Because it has to touch. on the animal, so including that day, and the inside thigh and the end of the feet. So end of the shoes, huh? And born in the get born in the territory realm, Deva. So this quotation, which text is mentioned? Did you say footnote there?
Root Tantra.
Huh?
Root Tantra of Manjugosha.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, now the blessing for the speech, the instruction of the great yogi Chungpo. So I was just to give a little brief the commentary. Okay, Kunjosum la japsu chidola pancha sangsu. So you begin the practice also the refuge in Zen Bodhicitta. So so three times. So here it says so also very sad mantra, and then it finishes. Then it says, "If ordinary say, conversation words would happen, then it's say, it takes away the power of mantra." Lama teacher said, "Like have she said." Yeah, that's enough. So it is mentioned from Gatam Tenrim. It is mentioned so the following one. So, oh, Lama Rishi mentioned this in Gatam Tenrim. So according to Lord Tantra, then. If you eat garlic, it destroys the power mantra for 7 days. And then then the onion, then 5 days. It is mentioned there. Then radish, 9 days.
No.
Radish, 9 days. No, no, it's not part of prayer. Just radish, 9 days. I don't think all the radish lapu, but in Tibetan lapu includes also carrots, but I think not all are lapu, but I think it's he's doing a 7 centimeters. When I ask, he's doing 7 centimeters. I think Rinpoche is, anyway, I thought Rinpoche said he would not care, but I don't remember 100%. Anyway, carrots doesn't really make bad gas, no, it's a bad smell. See the, I think, especially the radish, with very strong taste, the big radish and sort of combos like that, the radish, very strong taste. And if you eat this, it kind of makes it kind of impure, the body produces very bad smell gas, you know? So you get a lot, you get also, I think, gas, so sort of very bad smell of gas. It's a very bad smell of, you know, it produces, so I think body kind of makes it impure, see? I think it might be especially, I think like those kind, I think especially like those kind of radish, I think very strong taste and produce bad gas. And so 9 days it destroyed the power of the mantra. And then the nettle, it destroys for 1 year the power of mantra. Nettle. Tongue in the meat, tongue. I'm not sure what it means, you know, tongue meat, etc. Anyway, as I mentioned, sheep, you know, like those animals, very fools and full, very ignorant, very full. So that mind, so this body has put that pollution, so the especially tongue, so the I'm not sure the word tsarba here, but maybe the tongue means tsarba. I'm not sure. So anyway, that destroys the power for speech, you know, the power of the speech, power of the mantra in whole life. If you eat the heart of those animals like sheep, so ignorant, so full, so then, as I mentioned before, due to the dependent arising, then if you eat the heart also, it harms your wisdom. So the physical body has, in a mind like this, the physical body carries the pollution of that. like for example, if you sit on tiger skin, you know, like that, and then sort of it has its pollution that, you know, maybe you used to get affect the mind, you used to get angry or things like that. Then that's why the meditators, you see, like Milarepa, and because the Milarepa sitting on, you see, the antelope skin. The reason is because antelope is an animal of compassion. So therefore, the reason is if you sit on the antelope's skin, so then it's easy to, it affects the mind, it makes the mind easy to soften your mind, your heart, and it's just compassion. So that's why many mentors, sit on the antelope skin, so it's that. Or the, you know, animals with the sapa, you know, animals with sapa. So similar, yeah. So therefore, there's dangers, you know, like that. So therefore, if you do this blessing speech practice, then it stops all those, even eat those black food business. So it stops, all the danger, you know, taking away the power of the mantra. So once people want to end this. Usually according to practice, so, you go to sleep, you do sleeping yoga, you know, other in the non-creativity, which is called Dharma, non-creativity. The creativity, the Dojie. So the Dojie is one sort of deity in mandala, although this is the guru in form of deity in the in front of that, you see, where I put one hat, you see. without awareness, you know, meditation, you know, go to sleep. So me is if I'm sort of while I'm still in emptiness, then sleep. So when you rise, rising yoga, the creativity or non-creativity. So in that case, then if you're doing that practice, of course, not emptiness, manifesting deity, so then it's all done. However, purified image, there was some deity, then, and then on your tongue, there's a then that becomes mundis. On that, there's a om, and it's an om. Then around, there's a white om. Then around that, then clockwise, the here, om, so the English, I don't understand, but swaha. So circle from the left to right. Not circling, but in circle. Sometimes, depending on how translated, so they sometimes use it didn't understand exactly the, what you're saying, but they always think that, you know, if you visualize mentality, the mental has a circle like this, but it's not that. It is in shape of circle. Then outside of that, then consonant is the om ga 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 na za cha za ja nya da cha da da na da da na da da na da ta da da na pa 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 ma the in Sanskrit Tibet the two letters, you know, piled up. So you know, the ha down below, ta or pa on top. In Sanskrit it seems there's certain words you pronounce both, and certain words you don't pronounce both. So seems that difference. Pa 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 bahama pa pa bam pa 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 bahama yara lawa shak shaka saha cha swa swa swaha. So the underflow is, you know, the circle to the left in the red color, and then the heart of dependent arising mental of the heart. The mental, the heart of dependent arising. So outside that she circled, towards the right. So then Nangrim Dulde, Mina Nangrim Dulde. So gradually see. So you visualize this, and then you recite what each syllable by syllable you recite. So three times the om a e u ri ri li li a e o o m a. So three times om ka ga ga za za ni ra 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 na ta 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 na pa 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 ma ya la wa sa sa ha ji su three times. Then om ya da ma he de pra ba wa he de de ken da da ga do. Haiwadada, dekhanza, yoni, so stop there. Roda, evambadi, evambadi, maha, shamana, swaha. The reason, if you don't stop, if you say yoni roda, then in Sanskrit, it means stop the female organ. So that if you say yoni roda, yoni roda, like that, then it totally has different meaning. So stop this block, or stop the female, the sex organ. So so you have to, so therefore you need to stop there, the rudder. So then the meaning changes from that. Otherwise, if you say you rudder, it's a totally different meaning. You need rudder, even by the marshmallow as well. For the two times. 사방가정고세지 beams emitted from the silver and the garlands of the mantras, beams emitted by, then it hooks the so those who are beyond samsara, you see. All the, beyond those who are beyond samsara, all the Buddha Sapas, you see. Well, you know, beyond samsara, you see. And then, of course, interest others as well. So those, and then also can be also yogis, you know, who are samsara. Yogis. All the blessing, all the blessing of the blessing of the power of the Holy Speech. And then those who are not beyond samsara, those Brahmas who accomplish the words of the truth. And they live in silence, and they live due to powers obtained from 10 lives. And they're talking, so then I think, then the word, that the words have so much power when they pray, when they make prayer, you know, their words have so much power. So, those Brahmas, you know, those who exercise power, the words of the truth, and then you see the yogis, with the power, blessing the power of this speech. So, you see, you can think of the whole sky filled with the three syllables, the three, see, the vowels, consonants, and the heart of the pandras and the mantra. And then the seven reality, perfection, the seven reality, in those forms, at speech signs, as substance, also in those, fill the whole sky. Then absorbed, all that absorbed on this mantras, on the tongue. The vowels from the vowels which are white, so from that the white and nectar beam, white and nectar beam emitted from those fill the whole body and purify it. All the nidhikamas collected, the nidhikama defilements collected with the body completely purified. Thing that. Then the consonants, which are red, then the red nectar beams emitted from that, then fill the whole body, purified all the nidhikamas, defilements collected with speech, palm, beginning, birth, book, completely purified. The heart, mantle of the heart, and the mantle rising. Blue matter was emitted. Then you feel the whole body and purify all the karmas and the palms collected with mind from beginning to birth. So that doesn't come here. That doesn't come here in the prayer, but that's the. The meditation words contain that some lamas have explained. Then, when you do absorption, then the heart, you know, mantra, because the heart depends on absorbs the consonant absorbs the vowels, then that absorbs the syllable om. Then, the syllable om, then om absorbs. To the mundis, the mundis, before it starts from the ah, so the mundis can become ah. Then the ah is melted in the pink, you know, white nectar, melting that. Then absorb the tongue. Then think my tongue become the vast, let's say, jindu, jindu, jindu. So that is then think it. Here generally strong faith that all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, the Brahmas, those who, yogis, those who have all their blessings, the power of the speech, all entered my speech. My speech became perfect, so powerful, perfect. Generally, that's strong faith. Then, as I mentioned before, and you can recite this. May my tongue, the sense of tongue, receive all the powers of the going to the blessed ones. still overly speechless. Then may by the power of this glorified words, glorified word or glorification of this word, subdue the mind of all the sentient beings. So basically whenever you speak to other sentient beings, they're able to instantly calm down their mind, their delusions, subdue their mind, pacify their delusion, which means pacify their delusion. Okay? Whatever word I say, all the meanings be actualized instantly, immediately. Oh, you can make it. So in the daily practice, you know, I think the blessing speech there as well. This really in the form of prayer like that. However, you gender strong faith like this, you know, these two things, or you know, you said a form of prayer. So if somebody is a singer, actor, actress, you know, actor, singer, also very good, to, you know, like that, or school, you know, teaching the school, or you see, even though, even you are teaching a subject which is not particular, not teaching Buddha, but however, having done this in the morning, so then you can have that effect, benefit, you see, to their mind. So here, so it talks about the benefit, having done this practice of blessed speech, having done meditation this way. So it perfects the power of speech, then whatever recitation done, it increases 10 million times, and then the power mantra doesn't get destroyed by food. Then whatever you talk that day, so he says even the gossiping, it transforms into mantra. This mantra. So that is the benefits of the practice. And then Then, also, it is mentioned, but it is not generous. For this, this practice and this benefit, you know, came from the great yogi. Instruction of a great yogi Chumbo. So according to Nagarjuna, then also at the end of your practice, whatever virtuous action you did with the body, spirit, mind, then also at the end, if you do the vowel, if you recite the vowel consonant and the mantra of the heart, the mantra of the heart of the dependent arising, if you do that, if you recite this three times, then whatever mantra is, if whatever mantra you have recited, it gets accomplished. It gives power to function. So with if you're the second mantra, you see for pacifying and purifying the need karma and the sicknesses. Need karma deployment, see the spirit pacifying also spirit harm. So if you're doing for pacifying, if you're doing the mantra for purpose, you see the to achieve pacifying attainment, you see, then yeah, or increasing life, food, life, long life, marriage, wisdom, the realizations. If you're doing that, prosperity, wealth, for increasing, if you're doing that, then get power to get power to the mantra to accomplish. Let's see, the activity, what you're looking for. Then same thing, controlling, then control of it. The sentient beings, so they can bring them in the path of enlightenment. Control over the needs that you need to benefit other sentient beings, teaching Buddha, or your practice, you know, the needs to control over. So you recite Chan Mantra, like reciting Zambala Mantra, also, well, the deity is mantra practice, see, then gives power, it gives power to the mantra to be able to succeed, prosperity, wealth. Controlling, see, so that this is something that's for. So therefore, in the general, especially during retreat, it's very good. During retreat, it's very good when you do deities retreat or Bhajasava retreat. It's very good to do at the end of session and at every session to recite this the vowel consonants and our mantra of the heart dependent. Three times. So, generally, when you do, when you do retreat, you see the, for particular, the whichever attempt is so success, then, this is a large enough introduction. This large enough the hard practice. That's about it. Lunch time. It's lunch. Lunch time. then you can chant those different, also different mantras. You see what I mentioned before. the namanana, then you see. That makes your whole body and the voice, everything. Meaningful to call for something basically that. To start your life and for money, so to be wish fulfilling to others than yourself. So I was given power. So that kind of was. The other one, that whatever virtue you do, increase the number of times. So we're going to recite that before you recite. So if you're going to recite sutra, you know, if you're going to recite like Asanga Sutra or Kodala Sutra or you know, the Amitabha Sutra or the, if you're going to recite some text, then recite that even though you may have done blessing speech, all those things in the morning, then again to recite Amitabha Sutra and so on, then that's number of times the virtue. Then you can out of this, then you can do Omani Pemehun, which most people have might have commitment. So or if you don't have a commitment, that this you must recite Omani Pemehun, that along with the meditation. You generate morning motivation, bodhicitta for life. Life from now on. life from now on. And then see, especially bodhicitta, see, at the start of life, you know. the five powers, integrating the whole Dharma practice into five power. And so, you see, in the outline, five power. Integrate the whole practice. So the pembidop, so the power of attitude. So you see, you plan your life, that how you're going to live life from now on. See, from now, the enlightenment, particular in the dead, and especially today. So never allow under the control of success, or never separate from bodhicitta. So while you go on that, you know, the greater part of the law, keep it middle to a high, which in the motivation, Jain bodhicitta comes from the issue. So at the same time, mouth, to the meditation, the profession of that. So together, your commitment also get done. So for that. So anyway, medicine Buddha, Janus mantra, masters. So anybody, so what I says, I said, even the animals. The millipedes, they should recite the Om Mani Padme Hum and the Medicine Buddha mantra, but they can't. They should recite. Why they should recite? Because they need happiness. Why they should recite? Because they need happiness. So that's the reason why you should recite Om Mani Padme Hum and the Medicine Buddha mantra. So everyone should chant Om Mani Padme Hum, at least if you don't do other prayers, at least Om Mani Padme Hum. And if one is still breathing, the master recites. If you are still breathing, then master recites Om Mani Padme Hum and the medicine with the mantra to develop, with that, develop compassion, especially to bodhicitta and fulfill all the wishes of the needs, you know, happiness, to fulfill the wishes of all the sentiments, happiness, and the compassion, which comes from compassion. To that, another one's success in medicine, but that, so, so obstacles. So, so even they should, military should recite, but they can't because they don't have human body, so they can't recite. So that's all. Now, 거기서 말할 특히 올드신데 from the southern coast building to Latin the primary system Latin they have been practicing of eating make food jamak charity to all sending beings including sending beings by my body and being within Latin the by the dama and the human through the connection having that charity this time having that charity to at this time so so everything became empty. Everything became empty. I became empty as an object. All of them became empty. And then, so those who have received the initiation, every wisdom came in, generated daily. And that, all the food in the kitchen, and even the cooks, transformed into Yamantaka. Or Kalachara. It is, but anyway, so so all the food in the kitchen, they're empty. And how about it? Those who have the heightened initiation due to the blessing led to that nectar. And then those who have received heightened initiation, if you receive the lower tantra initiation or not, expansive, extended jewel and nectar. So then it has to skull. It's like that. So oceans of nectar and uncondemned nectar. And then I end up with it. Okay. So when you have time, you should do the same mentor of the class of offering. You should do that after you blessed the encounter as a the sixth man, going to the sixth man, Bajayana. Okay. Oma, Oma, Oma. So, three things. Offering, yoga, eating, charity, three things. To make them as most profitable as possible. So, offer to groups in it. To particular all the direct groups, the whole group of Dhamma Sangha, all the different groups. Offer. With the hands prostrate. Make useful the body. Also, you create the virtue of the body. Their parents and family suffer so much for so many years for your well being. The parents suffered so much, created so much nirgama, you know, for your well-being. So, also suffered so much to give birth to you. So they now make worthwhile, even with the body, even use the body to create the marriage at the same time. Put the palms together, prostrate. And then all the rest of the marriage field, guru, master. And each pulse is a complete magic field. Each pulse of each one has it's a complete magic field. So, so offer them. Number is optional nectar. Offer them, generating the bliss. So now, the nectar, as a prostrate towards all of them, generating the bliss within them, and now nectar, by charity to all the sentient beings, every hell beings, every angels, every animal, every human being, so the intermediate beings, they all receive, they all fully enjoy, liberated from all suffering causes. They all are excellent path, they are by excellent path, they all free from all the departments, they all become enlightened. Every hell being you see in the day to day practice. And every hand grows, you see in the deity. Every animal, you see in the form of deity, essence, you know, aspect and deity. Every human being, you see in deity, and aspect, the essence. Every sura, aspect, you see in the deity, and the essence. And every intermediate, you see in the deity, which you practice. So. So, So the in another way of eating, best pronunciation, Bodhisattva way of eating. So by making charitable sins, it means also to eat the food, in order to work for sentient being, as a servant to sentient beings, eat the food to work for sentient being. The Bodhisattva said. The pure appearance, detrimental of food, then you often see. So now, when you actually eat, then that time, so it's like it is sensation, but it's often, and when you actually eat food, then it's often a soul offering or the five puja for that. You're eating contanta. So the Gisam's one, the one you don't recite now, just to, that's the one you're eating, that's what you should do meditation at the time. did you all have three time medicine questions? Three time medicine questions? The people don't foresee all sentient beings, and especially number of sentient beings that will suffer the Krishna Dharma who worked for this good. from Triple Gems, also this blessing. They also make offering to the Triple Gems, receive blessing in Triple Gems. There was a realization from Guru Dupsha Pringham, especially with the Zekhi Light, made of his life was heart in the hearts of all those, particularly those sentient beings, suffered diet. Krishna Dharma for this food, in the evolution of this food, those natural beings and they all the rest of the sentient beings without delay in a second, Krishna has all this past in their heart. Okay. So we have to run.
Maybe lay people can just start going now. The ones who took precepts. We'll be starting again at 2:00. 2:00.